Meanwhile, Greater Christchurch Regeneration Minister Megan Woods told me she's not happy with the conduct of Southern Response, and she'll be talking to the chair of the company this evening.
Oh, look, I'm disappointed, I'm concerned, and I'm actually really saddened for the people of Christchurch. I think that there's been some unease in Christchurch over a number of years, and that people felt pretty vulnerable. And what this report makes really clear is that from the initial good intent of making sure the staff at Southern Response felt safe and protected, and that was absolutely appropriate, this morphed into about being brand protection and reputation protection for the organisation, and it is unacceptable.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm having a meeting with the chair tonight by telephone. He's not in Wellington, and I am, but I'll be catching up with him later tonight. We have already exchanged some correspondence. We did that prior to the formal release of the report today, and I made it really clear to him that I was really disappointed in the conduct of Southern Response, and that once I received the final copy of the report, I'd be considering what, if any, steps were necessary, and I need to have a conversation with him this evening.
So, will the chair still be the chair tomorrow after this conversation?
I need to have a conversation with him this evening, and I'll have more to say after that.
Well, these board members were founding board members. They were there during this time. Who do you think is responsible for this culture?
Oh, look, the board were aware that Thompson and Clark had been engaged, the initial engagement. And one of the issues, and the report goes through this in quite a lot of detail, is actually the fact there wasn't a formal contract put in place. And if there'd been the formal contract, what I would expect, actually, is that the board would have put in place a monitoring mechanism.
OK, so, Minister, if the board knew about this company, they're responsible, aren't they? So, specifically, will you be asking the chair for his resignation?
And Lisa, as I said, I'll have more to say after I've had a further conversation with the chair. I want the opportunity to have that conversation with the chair. As I've said, I've exchanged correspondence with him. He's well aware.
Has he offered his resignation, Minister?
No, he hasn't offered his resignation, but he's very aware that I am very disappointed in the conduct of Southern Response. He has apologised in a letter, and he's apologised in a press statement today, but he and I need to have a further conversation this evening.
How do you think that any confidence can be had in Southern Response if the same people are at the helm?
Oh, as I said, Lisa, I'm not defending this action. I think when it went beyond defending staff safety, when it morphed into protecting the brand and the reputation of the entity, then people were let down. So it is my job to have a conversation with the chair tonight, and I'll have more to say after that.
Is it possible for people to have confidence if you keep all of these players in there? Is it possible to restore confidence?
I think what the people of Christchurch can have confidence is that when I read an OIA that was going out that contained emails that alarmed me, I contacted the State Services Commissioner and said that this needed to be looked into because it concerned me that this was the way in which the state was essentially playing out, that it went beyond protecting staff. And I will up for the organisation that they do have a right to protect their staff, but in this case, it is really clear that it morphed into about protecting brand and reputation.
Well, it morphed into treating their customers like terrorists and criminals, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That people have the right to attend a public meeting in this country without thinking there's someone sitting there recording it when there's explicitly been asked if there's representatives of an organisation at the meeting.
That being the case, how can they stay on?
As I said, Lisa, I'll have more to say after I have a conversation with the chair this evening.
Just, I want to go back to this question of culture. So, who did cultivate this culture? Who's responsible for that?
Well, I know that in terms of my job, in terms of the leadership that I have to give the organisation as one of the shareholding ministers, is that when I see things that alarm me, I need to call those out. And that is something that I will always do, and that's what I've done in this case.
Sorry to interrupt you, Minister. But I know you have to go soon. So, did the chair call out this behaviour? Did the CEO call out this behaviour?
Look, I need to have some more conversations with the board chair tonight. The CEO, who was there at the time, is no longer at the organisation.
Yeah.
One of the things that the report points out that you would have seen also that the recordings weren't kept, which is also something else that...
Evidence was destroyed.
Yes, and that is of concern. So it's actually quite hard to ascertain exactly what was recorded. But I will have more to say after I've had a conversation with the chair this
evening. All right. Before you go, do you have confidence in your chair, Ross Butler? Do you maintain confidence?
I'm really disappointed in the conduct of Southern Response, and I need to have a further conversation with him this evening.
That kind of sounds like you're on the fence there. So, once again, do you have confidence in him?
Look, Lisa, we could probably sit here going back and forward all evening on this, but I will have more to say after I've had a further conversation with the board chair this evening.
No, the easy way to resolve it is if you have confidence, tell us.
I need to have a conversation with the board chair this evening.
So that's a no. You don't have confidence in him.
I need to have a conversation with the board chair this evening. And actually, I have given him the undertaking that we will have a conversation, and I'm going to stick to my word on that.
That's Minister Megan Woods.